This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about Argentina decriminalizing abortion. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
On December 30th, crowds supporting and opposing an abortion bill gathered in the streets of Buenos Aires, outside of the legislative building, as the upper house voted. When it was announced that the bill was passed 38-29 with one abstention, women outside that were in favor of legalizing abortion cheered and hugged their friends while jumping up and down in excitement that the law decriminalizing abortion up to the 14th week of pregnancy and allowing later terminations in case of rape or endangering the life of the mother was passed. Argentina's left-wing president Alberto Fernandez tweeted, "Safe, legal, and free abortion is now law. Today, we are a better society." Many deputies argued that the decriminalization of abortion would help women's health by bringing regulation and remove the negative stigma of the practice that is happening in secret anyway. As some were celebrating, others were mourning the bill becoming law by holding vigils. Pope Francis, who is originally from this South American nation, continues to oppose all instances of abortion. Before the vote took place, he tweeted, "The Son of God was born an outcast in order to tell us that every outcast is a child of God. He came into the world as each child comes into the world, weak and vulnerable, so that we can learn to accept our weakness with tender love." Before the passing of this new bill, which now makes Argentina the largest Latin American country with legalized abortion, it was only allowed when the pregnancy put the mother's life or health in danger, or if the pregnancy was a result of the rape of a mentally disabled woman. Despite it not being legal before the passage of this bill, it is estimated that 500,000 abortions were happening every year in Argentina. That means that almost 40% of the nation's pregnancies had been terminated. As abortion up to 14 weeks has just been legalized in Argentina, pray that the hearts of the people will be open to the truth that abortion stops the beating heart of a child who was knit together in their mother's womb and who was made in the image of God. Pray that the people choose life on their own. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.